This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Health experts are warning you not to gather for New Year's Eve celebrations, even though many of us are very happy to see 2020 go.
The arrival of 2021 may be the most welcomed new year in generations after a pandemic-plagued 2020, but the changing of the calendar doesn't end the scourge. Traditional New Year's Eve celebrations are being canceled across the globe in hopes of limiting the spread of COVID-19. The annual celebration in New York's Times Square is off, fireworks in Las Vegas canceled. And for those thinking a flip of the calendar ends the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci cautioned Wednesday, even with vaccinations, a return to normal will take time.
I believe if we do it correctly, we will be there by the early fall.
I'm Mike Gracia.
You may have that $600 COVID-19 relief payment in your bank account already, direct deposited by your Uncle Sam, or you may soon get a check in the mail. But that may be all you're going to get.
GOP Chief Mitch McConnell essentially shut the door on sending $2,000 relief checks, saying the money would go to a lot of Americans who just don't need it. For those who do, he says the Senate may consider what he calls smart targeted aid.
Not another fire hose of borrowed money.
While some Republicans back the president's push for bigger checks, many do not. And Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wonders why they picked this for their break with the president.
$2,000 checks to the American people? That is a bridge too far?
Congress had settled on $600 payments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York is making an exception to its restrictions on large gatherings to allow thousands of fans to attend a Buffalo Bills home playoff game in January, as long as everybody tests negative beforehand. This is AP News. More Americans are getting into raising chickens during this pandemic. Huh? The ABZ Donahue reports.
Allison Apta and her husband in California had talked for a while about setting up a backyard coop. They did it in August.
The kids and the chickens are very connected. We have names and they know exactly what type each one is.
Apta's 9-year-old daughter was skeptical.
And I didn't really want to have chickens that didn't like me. But then now the chickens like me and I really love them.
Mark Podgewaite with the American Poultry Association says amateur chicken keeping has been growing in popularity.
Just this past year, it just exploded. Whether folks wanted their birds for just for eggs or eggs and meat.
Leslie Citrone says business has grown 400% at her chicken farm.
I've sold all my baby chicks. I've sold all my juveniles.
Citrone says the passion for chicken keeping isn't just a pandemic fad. It's permanent. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.